This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Winds won't be as extreme today across Colorado, but fire danger remains high. There's already a fire burning in Park and Teller counties where the 403 fire has burned 1,200 acres. It was 25% contained as of this morning, and evacuations were still in place. Meanwhile, fire crews will be doing mop-up work today while containing the Hogback Fire near Morrison. Pre-evacuation orders were lifted last night after winds and temperatures died down. There's been no reports of injuries for either fire. Democrats at the state capitol are working on legislation to boost abortion care in Colorado. Claire Cleveland reports for CPR News.
One measure will extend legal protections to people who get abortion and gender-confirming care here in Colorado. Another measure would require large employer health plans to provide coverage for the total cost of an abortion. What I've done the most reporting on is another measure, which would prohibit the use of deceptive advertising by clinics that call themselves pregnancy resource centers, but are referred to as anti-abortion centers by pro-abortion advocates and are also known as crisis pregnancy centers.
That's Claire Cleveland reporting for CPR News. And the judge overseeing the Club Q shooting case will not release surveillance video to the public. That aligns with the wishes of prosecutors and the defense team. No media organizations have requested the footage, and arraignment is set for May 30th. This is CPR News.